Hey everybody, Joey here, letting you know that our new audio drama, Tales of Aetherial, is now available on all platforms. For release dates and other announcements, you can follow Shoulderknife on Instagram and Facebook, or check out the news page on our website. Thanks, and happy listening.
Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulderknife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. That's your number one resource for breaking news. I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman. And Herc, did you bring the daybeds in yourself, or is this some There's daybeds in the corner.
I didn't bring in the daybeds. I thought you did.
Why would I bring in daybeds,
The
Herc?
Real question is, why would you interrupt the intro again?
Again. Excuse me. Yeah, of course, I'm the villain.
I don't have the heart to finish, you know? They've heard it a million times if they're still listening to the show. It is our honor to bring you tonight's top stars from across the cosmos. See, it's just so hard to let me just finish. It's half a sentence. Like, you say your name, and then, you know, this is what Percy must have been thinking about as he got sucked
up. You know it's a fresh wound.
I'm gonna bring it up.
It's a fresh wound.
Well, let's talk about it,
You
then.
Want to unpack it?
Oh,
I want to unpack it. So we don't do the news anymore? We fight?
Well, at least I'm... What's the word? Succinct.
You are succinct?
Yeah.
Say succinct for me one more time.
Succinct.
Can't even say the word.
I think I got it.
If there's one thing you are, it is not succinct. If there's one thing you are most definitely, it is a child kidnapper.
All that to say.
Don't throw it back in my face.
Here's the thing. Who does that sound like?
That sounds like me, because it's things I say.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So, let's not talk about succinct. I heard your captain's logs. I know what happened.
That was in the comfort of my own spaceship.
That's right. You're saying that I shouldn't tell the entire cosmos about the captain's logs that I heard the other day? You all wouldn't know this, but we were on a spaceship!
We were on my spaceship, and no one was invited. It was me and Percy doing a little rendezvous, doing some trapping out in deep space, and I had two stowaways.
Ron. He's making notes again. Everything is fine. Listening audience, everything is good. We are actually joined by a third presence. I don't know if you'll even hear much. It's worth introducing yourself, I suppose. This is, what was your name again?
Unfortunately, I am not allowed to say. It is part of my training that we are supposed to maintain a certain distance between us and our clients.
I see. A doctor-patient confidentiality, in a sense.
Indeed. That is what you signed, the document with the 1,300 pages, 147 initials, and 13 signatures before we began today.
Yeah, that's what the signing was.
But please, you two are clearly in the middle of such a healthy, positive communication. Let's continue, and then after a little while, we'll stop and review the communication style that we have been using.
All right.
Right, we'll review. So we'll keep talking, and then we'll review.
Just as I was.
That's right, and I will keep taking notes on everything you say.
That doesn't make me nervous at all.
Right into the little red journal.
Yes,
right
there.
Well, I feel comfortable with this. You consent to this?
I signed the thing. I definitely read it all and didn't think that it was a memo from my secretary in the Overlord office. Yes.
You didn't read it?
No, I skimmed it.
You skimmed it?
The first page.
You initialed an ungodly amount of initials.
It was a lot of pages. Let's not lie.
See, here's the Overlord thing. This is why you're completely inept for the job. You're not even reading what you're signing into action. There's people's lives here. Some people actually care about this stuff.
You could scratch that from the notebook.
Write it down twice. Make a diagram if you'd like.
How is he going to diagram that bit?
Like this. _ line.
Mm-hmm.
You up line, suck, sideways line with star, at being, you know, the symbol for Judaism?
Yes.
The Judaism symbol, right? That.
The Star of David. Okay. Indeed. So what we're going to do is, how many lines are in the Star of David? I'm going to softball 30 without thinking about it.
I think it's more about points than lines.
Here's 30 words for you. You are not good at being the overlord.
You just did There's some syllables there. He's counting on his fingers, and he overlord became three words. Start over.
I said there's a hyphen.
Hyphen became two words, too.
So that is now 25.
20
you are bad person suck.
I just want to make it clear that...
Bad person suck.
Oh, man.
Please continue.
That should have filled out the star.
See, if that's going to fill out the star, you should have said 30 syllables, maybe, because that it was 30 syllables, but that, you know, like 20, 15 words total, I think. I just want that to be on the record. If all that bull is going to be on there, too, I think it's worth.
Okay, let's not worry too much about the record. Let's consider, instead, how we are making each other feel. Let's step back to the beginning of the program here.
The beginning. Oh,
Herc, okay. How does it feel when Ron doesn't stick to the written script that you have executed dozens of times for your show?
It feels horrible. Well, I hate when he does.
I'm pretty sure that he actually asked Herc Dercules the question. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Am I losing my hearing?
No, the record shows the question was asked to a certain Herc Dercules. Oh, yes.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, if only Herc Dercules hadn't been interrupted in the way that he usually is these days when trying to give the introduction that he has given at least 35 times.
I would like to formally apologize to you. My greatest flaw, probably the biggest problem with me as a person, is sometimes I miss a word and I interrupt on accident. It's probably the worst thing about me.
That's not it. No, I don't think so. Sorry.
Okay, now instead of going straight to ad hominem attacks, let's try building a healthy style of communication. So, Ron, would you start with trying apologizing to Herc? Now, let's see how you do it, and then I may have some suggestions.
By all means. Herc,
bye!
Herc, I am sorry that sometimes you don't understand the things I say because of how stupid you are.
Okay.
Should I phrase it differently?
Interesting. So that, I liked where it started.
Okay.
How did you feel about that, Herc?
It feels like, you know, when the worst person you know learns therapy words and then it's just like they're just spewing things at you. I've experienced that a few times in my life, but never anything so stark and aggressive as what I just experienced. I feel like you were gaslighting me. I feel like, when...
Write it out?
And then, like, afterwards, and then you feel, but also then sometimes but then...
No, thank you, Herc.
I've
that
got
was,
more.
I believe you, and that was wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to express part of how you feel. I would love to try one more time, and let's structure our sentence like this.
Okay.
Herc, I am sorry for, and then just what you are sorry for.
Right.
Right.
That makes complete sense. I'm sorry. I'm just
not at all. We're learning this together. Okay. You're doing wonderful, as you are as well.
Thank you. I feel wonderful.
This feels like a safe space today. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
If I'm remembering correctly, Herc, I am sorry that you are so dumb sometimes.
Okay.
With the thing, I got.
He didn't say four. He didn't say four. Sorry, four.
Oh, sorry. There's a four. I'll try again.
It was an operative word in the sentence.
That's right.
It's important.
Herc, I am so sorry for what your parents made you into.
Closer? I'm no therapist, but it's better.
I feel like it was a bullseye.
On a different target, absolutely.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. You know, I think we are going to just set this down on our little furry cloud shelf.
Furry cloud
shelf.
Okay,
this
I
is where
like
we set things that we want to revisit later.
Okay.
And we will set them there without judgment. So let's breathe in together and take in. Wow. Whoa. That was the...
Wow.
Haven't done that in years.
Yes. A very particular scent in here.
Well, that would be a soup.
Well, that
gland.
Would be a certain... Oh, did you say a certain soup?
Soup gland. It's your soup gland. Ooh. I can smell it all the time.
Oh, so it's my undeveloped soup gland. So
I didn't say undeveloped. You know, said undeveloped.
You know, Ron, you are so fascinated with my soup gland. Honestly, I'm going to file for sexual harassment.
How does it feel when Ron talks about your soup gland in front of other people?
It makes the whole cosmos, yeah. It makes me feel sexually harassed.
Interesting.
The
well,
soup gland is a sexual organ?
Have you just been talking about it willy-nilly, not
fully
knowing that?
I didn't realize there was any reproductive quality of it. Thought it was just a gland.
Yeah, how do you think all the rest of the Glorbonians get here?
Not involving the soup stuff. We don't need it in the book.
I mean, we become soup, we come from soup in one way or another.
Oh, good
well,
grief.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm. Everybody does, indeed. Thank you, Herc.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. Now, let's return to our furry cloud shelf.
Right, the furry cloud shelf.
Yes, please. Now let's pick up what we had left there. Do you remember what it was?
I remember being gaslit by Herc a little bit and then accused of sexual harassment by him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That did happen.
Yes.
It wasn't on our cloud shelf.
I'm sorry.
But it was around, perhaps being rained upon from the cloud shelf because we haven't addressed what is floating around up there.
I see.
So let's try and revisit it. I believe you were apologizing to Herc for interrupting. And now we've reached another impasse where there is clearly a style of conversation happening in the workplace that makes Herc feel very uncomfortable. Now, you have a particular fascination, it seems, with this soup gland. My records have you mentioning it upwards of 1,243 times in a single day.
Wow,
according to internal records.
That sounds about right,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I genuinely believed it was a mistake with the system, but it's good to know that it has been working correctly.
That sounds like a modest estimate.
Yep.
Now, let's think about how that might make Herc feel.
Well, probably valued, yeah.
The word I used was harassed, I think. I think I've said that.
Right. Oh, but you say wrong words all the time.
No, they specifically said harassed.
Oh, yeah. See, it's written down.
I trust you when you say it.
I like this Little Red Book a lot better than I ever thought I would. You know, I'm a fan of Little Red Books.
Mm.
I think every important piece of literature is probably in a Little Red Book.
Well, now that's in the book, too.
Little Red Book.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, canon.
I can see how this is, you know, I don't have a seat in government. I can't mandate a therapist in a news studio.
Mm.
But you know who could? You, Herc.
Oh, me?
You could. How do I know this isn't one of your cronies? That this isn't some individual?
Oh, whoa. This is live from Zarloff. Old Herc Dercules doesn't need a therapist, doesn't need a counselor, even though this is really going my way, which I appreciate greatly. It's been a long time. I feel validated in a way that Ron does not do, in a way that Tomlin has not done in six moon cycles since that wonderful night, Tomlin. but yeah, no, this is Zarloff trying to resolve something between us. Not me. No. Herc would not.
I do just want to remind you that the main reason I'm here is to moderate and ensure that you are using a style of conversation and communication that does not alienate listeners. Well, that does not
good catch. Yeah.
Overly differentiate your listeners from their species or other species.
Yeah, therapy words, period. That's what the little Glorbonians are saying.
Now, as I'm sure you both know from the 13,000-page document that you signed, I am required to be here until I feel that my duties have been fulfilled, correct?
Correct.
And now I will signify that by signing this document.
Oh, it's so shiny.
13,001 pages, it would seem.
Yes.
Well, I'm willing to do my part, and I think I've picked up enough from what we've done so far that I feel comfortable in extending an apology to Ron that maybe will kind of seal up my side of everything.
I would love to hear that, Herc. I think that could give Ron an opportunity to see what receiving a genuine apology feels like.
Yeah, that'd be new for me.
Okay, yeah. I got this.
I'm all about new stuff.
Yeah.
I'll try anything once.
Okay, so this is how
an apology is done, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, I am sorry that you felt that way.
Oh, that's my bit. Back at me.
Mm. Oh, see, that was an apology.
Oh, yeah, see, but I felt like it was more coherent when I did it first, you know?
Oh, hang on. Okay.
Is recycling a therapy word? Hmm?
No, that's just generally what the populace does.
Fascinating.
So my sources tell me in government.
Mm.
Okay, I'll try again if you didn't like
it. No, rip
it.
Let's round two. Double or nothing.
Ron, I believe in a thing called love.
Just listen to the rhythm of your heart.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, Perk, I greatly appreciated that effort. Ron, I'm not sure that you received these words in the way that they were intended. Now,
I did not.
We
I
cannot always control how our body and our emotions react. What we can do is choose what to do with those emotions once they arise. So let's start with identifying them. Mm. How did it feel to have your own shit thrown back in your face?
It didn't feel so good.
Okay.
I speak up a little bit. What was that?
I run out of air when I get vulnerable. Is that a physiological thing?
Yeah,
it's a thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is this card being played right now?
It's a real card. It's true. Mm. It's a real thing.
You have never done this before.
Well, I've never had to get vulnerable. This incredible creature of the seven arms.
Are you flirting with the seven armed therapist to try to like wrap this up?
Not at all. Do you feel flirted with? How did that sentence I said make you feel?
He asked flirtatiously. I'm sorry. Please continue. I was just taking notes.
I was asking how what I said made you feel, seven armed beautiful therapist.
Well, I appreciate that, but I am not the one under inspection.
That is absolutely right. You see, this is all twisted up. Therapist, I remember vividly you saying that we were supposed to resolve this and that you wanted to take your notes. And then, like, I feel like you've really done a great job of taking over the wheel, and it's important, but I'm sorry that we put you in that position by being so bad at therapy.
Oh, it is my pleasure. This is one of the reasons I chose to work for Zarloff. It is known, as you well know, throughout the galaxy as one of the most toxic, difficult, challenging, evil, sardonic, morally reprehensible places to work. And so I just never felt a stronger calling in my life.
That completely makes sense. That's honestly, that's kind of what drew me here in the first place, too. Yeah, wow. We all bonded by common cause, aren't we?
Indeed.
Mm.
Indeed. Mm. So if we could use that common cause to work on our communication skills, I would love to see how you two handle a news story.
Yeah.
I'd be extremely curious how you present this to the world as a team.
Back to basics. Yeah, we can do that.
Absolutely. And like, you may have been made for a toxic work environment, you as well, a seven-armed individual, but some of us were made in a tube for news. And so I would love to show you where I shine. Breaking news!
Just threw up in his mouth a little bit.
It had been a second, honestly. It had been a couple weeks. Breaking news. Last night I put Sprite Cranberry in my CPAP machine and had a dream about opening a Tomlin-themed burlesque theater where the signature cocktail was my own blood. Now your turn, Herc.
Yes. Well, that was less of a news story and more of an anecdote.
Oh, it feels like news. I think I'm enough of a public figure now that...
I suppose people would know that. I guess that is a form of news.
It's like a 411 thing.
Yeah, I suppose so. Huh. What was the name of the burlesque in the dream? Let's flesh this out as a news story.
You're not a therapist. That's his job.
No,
you're trying to do a therapy thing to me.
You're doing therapy to me.
Okay, that was mediocre at best. Let's go back and try and revisit that.
I
really loved how personal and vulnerable. Please catch your breath.
Yes. Oh, man.
You were with that news story. I also appreciate how you, Herc, were looking out for Zarloff's best interest in trying to get to the center of the story that would be interesting and juicy.
Yeah, something that's tangible to the common person.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that is what
corporate
I was trying to...
shill.
Hey, I'd like to share a news story now, if I may attempt.
Let's see how a different newscaster may approach a news story, please.
Okay.
Let's
see if you got better news than that.
Okay.
The dream thing was crazy.
That was crazy. But here's a little breaking news! In entertainment, famed Flurgian Zorus Minoris was found fleefing on a Grabongulus in the Marflurberus sector last Wednesday. It's not clear if his Qualabius was entangled with the Grabongulus, but in this anchor's opinion, he probably was just blugobalablabling.
Oh my god.
It's deep stuff,
oh
right? That's
god.
A good story.
This is the first time hearing about this. That's my home. That's where
that's where you're from?
Well, you're not supposed to know that. I'm not supposed to tell you anything
yeah,
about
it's personal.
About my life. But where did you get that news story? I didn't hear
it
that.
It just came across the desk. We kind of select them
oh
from a tier. That's your home?
Yeah, I think I knew that guy.
Oh.
Well, how did that news story make you feel?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I feel panicked. I must be feeling vulnerable.
Yeah, a lot of sweat.
Wow. Oh, that's
he really likes that.
Wow. Yeah, I can't believe it or not. Seven arms can't get that one spot.
Oh wow. Yeah, impressive.
I'm so sorry. This is so unprofessional of me.
No,
it's all right. It is a reaction to the news. This is a real experience. This is what we are searching for whenever we present the news to the public to make
we want panic. We want responses.
Yeah.
Like, it's
sweatiness.
If there is an emotional response to news, then what's the point of the news?
Indeed. I'm drenched over here.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mostly
soaked
sweat.
Pits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you. I really appreciate your understanding. I know that I've just been sent here and I'm a new person in your very intimate environment.
It's all
but
right.
It really means a lot to me that you guys would hold space for me in that way. But
therapy words, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
You know, we're recently going through something ourselves. We had a particular creature that meant a lot to us. Percy was an all-knowing squid, and we were trying to keep it out of the hands of a crazed multi-personality maniac.
Yeah.
And one of us made a crucial mistake that led to his kidnapping. And
sure did. One of us. Yeah.
And one of us did that, and it's crazy that it happened. But needless to say, this pain you're feeling, we feel it firsthand right now. And I don't want to play therapist, but if you'll indulge me,
please.
There's something I learned when I went to therapy.
Oh boy.
It goes like this: we're all going to hold hands. Are you okay. willing? Dealer's choice on your side.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you choose one. Yeah,
I was wondering. I'll go ahead and hold my other hands to themselves.
That's very nice.
That's a good call.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And we're going to close our eyes and we're going to look up.
Close our eyes and look up?
Yep.
Okay,
well, like head down, eyes looking up with your eyelids closed.
My head is pointing down, but the eyeballs
are
looking up.
Yes. But the eyes are closed.
The eyes are closed.
Okay.
They're like rolling them back in your head.
Both eyes up.
Both eyes up.
One down.
Sideways. I have two sets of eyelids.
Two sideways, one up.
Two side, one up. I've got five, so I'm kind of just I'm freewheeling.
Yeah.
Heard.
Yeah, got it.
Point is, hold hands.
Okay.
Look up. In through the nose, if you have a nose. Back out through your nose.
That was not nice.
And we're going to sing a little song to the deities of old. To those we lost along the way, whether it be that maniac creature and that nonsense story we just heard, or my dear son.
Closing time. Every new beginning
is...
What?
No, that was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, you liked it?
I was captivated.
Sorry, it just came out of me. Forgotten memory.
And that's what therapy's all about.
Whoa.
Maybe I'm the best therapist to ever live.
Wow.
Did we ever think of that?
Ron, what goes in the tube for a Gomodian therapist, the Gomodians?
I am so glad you asked that. Yeah. I've been dying to ask it, but I thought it might be culturally insensitive.
Oh, no.
It is, but
I don't mind.
Yeah, no, I'm willing to share. It's a vulnerable space. Yeah, we held space for you. We're all holding a lot of space right now.
Yep. Mm. We are made of space.
Yeah. Wow.
The fault in our stars. Yeah, so, a therapist from Gomo, if I remember correctly, that would be, it's a handful of things, a little bit of a cocktail. It would be parsley, it'd be balsam wood, and a little splash of fluoride. It'd be fluoride in it.
Fluoride!
I had always presumed chloride.
You would think, right?
Yeah, it makes more sense. The acerbic quality.
Distilled. Yeah, no,
just
no,
a few places off on that elemental chart.
Must be.
Not too far.
Yes.
It might actually be pretty far. I don't know.
Hold on a minute.
What?
Fluoride's in toothpaste, yes?
Yes.
No follow-ups.
Ron!
No,
hold on. No, let's take a moment to hold space for this thought.
Now, what's this?
So, we discovered a number of weeks ago that Ron assumed that his birthing tube as a young Gomodian was full of all the flavorful things that would have made him a broadcaster.
Rosemary and carrots.
When it turns out, what actually happened was that the doctor overseeing those tubes hated his dad and actually put toothpaste in his tube, which leads to narcissistic tendencies and a lot of other kind of bull that really kind of messes you up later on in life.
Tiny junk.
But toothpaste does have a component that is fluoride.
It's a coincidence. It's a complete coincidence. That's all it is.
You're not going to let the universe maybe have a say in your greater story?
You want a story? Yeah. I was made for news.
Okay.
That's the story. So here's some breaking news! The Major League Tentacle Ball Association may be headed for a lockout in 2027 due to the Los Tessalin Smodgers contract with Bile Pucker. The Smodger front office has reportedly offered Pucker 60 million distinct planets to rule every year, as well as the heads of all those who oppose him. Reportedly, the Smitschberg Skyritz had also bid on Pucker, reportedly offering him 27 credits, a sandwich they found, and a high five from the player of their choosing.
Well, first of all, you messed up something in there, and we're like, blah, 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 and I thought that was hilarious. I was going to call it out in the moment.
I think it's how it's written, actually.
You said something weird.
No, you said it back around the teleprompter. It says midway through.
We were so close. It was such a good news story. It was presented so wonderfully with a few heinous mispronunciations,
yeah,
but
yeah,
we have to allow space for heinous mispronunciations.
You're right.
Due to the Los Tessalin Smodgers? Was that where?
No, it was a very normal word. It was
really.
I'd have to listen back.
No, it might have been the.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Well,
that
like, feels like a layup.
You would think.
Yeah, you'd think. I'm sorry. What is Smucker? Snuckers? What was his name? It ends with Ucker.
It doesn't.
What is it?
Smodgers.
Smodgers. No, the player. Who's the player?
Pucker.
Pucker. Yes, Pucker. Honestly, great guy. Not a whole lot of facial expression, and when you think about it, his year could have been better. Like, for how much he was getting paid, it's probably for the best that he's moving on. That's all I have to say.
It's a valid take. I just won't want to lose out on Tentacle Ball in 2027 because of this.
Oh, me neither.
That would piss me off.
Me neither.
Well, now this sounds like some common ground.
We found some common ground.
We value Tentacle Ball. We
don't want Tentacle Ball to be canceled. We did it!
Why?
Ron, we've solved therapy! Oh, what a relief.
Everything feels amazing. I feel better than I have in a while.
I feel so good right now.
I've been trying to beat therapy for so long.
So long, and now we're here, and it's
we
like...
We won it.
Climbed the top of the mountain. The air is thin.
Do you have any rewards?
Yeah.
Well, I am exceedingly proud of the both of you, and you will get apt praise after you finish signing the complete document.
Absolutely.
Right. This will be 75,000 pages to start with. I'm going to need an initial on every other page, plus the ones that have a number that ends in the letter R, and that is in your chosen alphabet. I'm going to go get a glass of water. You go ahead and start reviewing these documents. I am so, so proud of the work we have done today for Zarloff, and more importantly, for each other.
Hey, Ron.
What?
I want to kill the therapist.
No, we don't kill therapists.
You gave me more paperwork.
It'd be punching down. We already beat therapy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Live from Zarloff. We're going to cut now so that I can kill this therapist and throw him in prison forever.
Therapist.
Yes,
we lost our common ground. Now we need more. You ruined it. We had a good thing going.
We'll find some.
We had won it. We had won therapy. We got the screen.
No. The end screen?
The end screen.
Game over?
The game defeated. We got credits. We got the credits of therapy.
This has been Hark Darkules.
And I'm Ron Spackman. I beat therapy.
And we'll catch you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Hark Darkules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Hudson Terrio as the therapist. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
By all means, Hark.
Bye.
Easy.
That's going in. That's going in. That's going in.
Saboteur.
Bloody good.
By all means.
Now, I will be here continually until we get this affidavit wrong word.
Just listen to the rhythm of your heart.
What does that have to do with anything? Yeah, absolutely.